Hello there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled, Failed Again, was written by David Roper. Back in my sermon-making days, I approached some Sunday mornings feeling like a lowly worm. During the week before, I had not been the best husband, father, or friend. I felt that before God could use me again, I had to establish a track record of right living, so I vowed to get through the sermon as best I could and try to live better the coming week. That was not the right approach. In Galatians chapter 3, it's said that God continually supplies us with His Spirit and works powerfully through us as a free gift, not because we've done anything or deserve it. Abraham's life demonstrates this. At times, he failed as a husband. For example, in the book of Genesis, he twice put Sarah's life in jeopardy by lying to save his own skin. Yet in Galatians chapter 3, Paul says Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham put himself in God's hands despite his failures, and God used him to bring salvation to the world through his lineage. There's no justification for behaving badly. Jesus has asked us to follow Him in obedience, and He supplies the means to do so. A hard, unrepentant heart will always hinder His purposes for us, but His ability to use us doesn't depend on a lengthy pattern of good behavior. It's based solely on God's willingness to work through us as we are, saved and growing by grace. You don't have to work for His grace. It's free. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain, if it really was in vain? So again, I ask, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law, or by your believing what you heard? So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I myself, as well as many listeners, know full well what it's like to experience failure in our lives. And just like you gave an encouraging word to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, help us to lean into this as well. When you said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." I am so thankful and grateful that your hand of grace and mercy truly covers all of our failures. And may we use them as opportunity to strengthen our faith in you, knowing that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.